Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, is this thing on? One, please play my, play the music. Two, I think I asked for a little bit of edge, right? Come on, you know which theme I want to play.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be. I know your anger, I know your dreams.
All right, ladies and gents, it's the one, the only, Brian Rails, and I'm in Kansas City briefly, and I did promise you that I'd be doing an episode in Detroit, Michigan. And I'm not in Detroit, Michigan as of the moment. So we're not going to play Where's Waldo or Where's Beach Rain, because that's just, you can pinpoint me anywhere. I've been to Los Angeles. I've been to San Antonio. Hell, I was in my backyard in Brooklyn, New York. But tonight, we're not going to start off the subject line with last night's edition of SmackDown Live. This happened, that happened, anything happened. We're going to get to right down to the nitty gritty and start the night off talking about why some people will leave the wrestling business and why, it's important for people to understand that you can't always believe what you hear, and you can't always believe what you see, because the source themselves, Bray Wyatt, Bo Dallas, JoJo, Lottie, they quit. They quit wrestling because why would Bray Wyatt quit? And they got him involved in a huge, match at TLC, even though it's going to be minimalized at the pay-per-view. The reason why superstars tend to leave is because, number one, I continue this discussion from last night's podcast where the host with the most and I decided to give you some insight as to why people leave and why the WWE is not the ultimate goal. If you end up in the company, great. Make the most of it. We didn't mean to come off as abrasive, but, some of your questions towards us at Wrestle_Radio, I'll just be flat out honest with you. They were kind of ridiculous. You know the answers to these questions. Some of you do, some of you don't. So when I ask you guys a nice question, so that question is, would you please let me finish before to answering you, and you kept going. The reason why we leave the wrestling business, we as in wrestlers, referees, managers, timekeepers, whatever. Do you know how strenuous it is to be on the road? We're not treating you like you're stupid, but honestly, sometimes, guys, it seems like there's an answer to everything when it comes to world professional wrestling, and I'll tell you why. There seems to be an answer for everything because people make up shit. When it comes to leaving, I left because, I just didn't like the way the promoter was. Well, I left because, I was getting mistreated. I left because they weren't paying me jack shit. That's all fine and dandy up until you have to be the one to explain, to the fans time and time again. We left because, I got injured. Or I left because I got hurt. It's ridiculous in some aspects to think that a wrestler leaves just because he or she wants to walk out on the fans. I guarantee you that is not the case whatsoever, okay? If somebody wants to leave on their own accord and they walk off on their own power, like, they know that it is not healthy for them to be on the road anymore. It's not healthy for them to work inside the ring. I don't speak for every wrestler. Thank God. Hang on, Soaks. Pause for station identification. All right, I think I'm in the mood for some Wrestling Revolver. I don't know about you. But what I do understand is as follows. The reason why people leave the business, and not just WWE, it could be anyone. It could be anyone from Ring of Honor. It could be anyone from NXT. It could be anyone from, well, Global Force Wrestling. I don't really know if they exist still, but here's my thing, guys. One main reason could be their health is in jeopardy. The other main reason could be that they just ain't feeling it anymore. One of the other reasons could be that they just don't. They think that things are going stale, so they want to venture out into different sports. For example, MMA. And I know that most of you are asking me right now, am I referencing Punk? CM Punk, I don't think, you know, is going to ever cower down and, or not cower down, but mature and say, you know what, I believe that we're both at fault. I shouldn't have done this, but I was at the time going through hell. I was sick. I couldn't feel anything I was eating, but it was going right back out. I mean, when he discussed what he discussed on Colt Cabana's podcast, that was a fairly interesting take on how he got fired. So now most people like to focus on the story about how he got fired and when he got fired. Again, most of you will understand the capacity for us to entertain you. And I lump myself into this discussion. You know why? Because most of you were curious about why I left. I didn't leave wrestling entirely. What I did was I hung up the manager moniker for a minute. But I'm not going to give it up. There's a difference between staying complacent and actually making something of yourself, expanding your horizons by going to different places, whether you travel by automobile, whether you travel by train, boat, doesn't matter, just go. You've got to learn how to travel, is what someone once said. But that has nothing to do with why people leave. Why people come back. So why do people leave the wrestling business? Why do you know, why leave when you're getting paid? I mean, we're obviously paying your salary. You guys don't, some of you may understand the whole logistics because it's been explained to you. You had a VIP tour and you briefly grasp what's going on. Some of you do not and some of you do. The indies, they don't pay you as much, unless you make the most of it by getting your merchandise out there, getting your name out there, getting people to follow you, buy your merchandise. So the question is, how does one leave the business? you know, because they feel like it's not for them. How does one leave the business? There's different variations. You could get fired. You just fucking hate everybody in the locker room, or, you know, you just, you know, leave peacefully, retire. There's lots of different reasons why you leave. Don't ever give it up. It becomes addictive. Comes like a drug. Let people leave because they were forced to. They were forced by a different hand. They were dealt a different hand, so they left. Some of it's addiction, real life addiction to drugs or alcohol, man. It's like being a rock star times 10. It's all the same, you know, concept. You get into this business, you conceptualize what you want to do with it, you know, what plan you have for your career. A surefire isn't what you envision it when the promoter says, comes up to you and says, okay, I want your character to be this. I want you to transition characters. It's more than just a story that's written for you. You write your own story. When you leave the wrestling business, yeah, you're kind of sad because you want to keep going. The way I find it entertaining is nobody ceases to amaze me when they say, I left this business because I left everything out on the line. Some men have done this, and I have utmost respect for them. Shawn Michaels, Roddy Piper, Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit. Guys that left because they couldn't beat some ass or beat somebody's ass anymore. And not just that, it's because their bodies have taken a toll. Now, what are the reasons why a wrestler, a manager, a referee, or a bellkeep will come back? Because they're either in high demand for your name, or you feel the need to work at an old age. You get bored, you get complacent, and you decide to come back because running through that curtain is probably like a good thing, right? It's probably one of the best things that ever happened. So why do guys like The Undertaker come back? Why do guys like Brock Lesnar come back to the business? Because they hold a place in history when it comes to being in the wrestling business for however long these gentlemen have been a part of it. So all I'm going to tell you is it's retarded to jump to conclusions as to why people leave and come back. You can read all the dirt sheets you want, but as far as the wrestler's mentality goes, when they come back, when a manager, when a referee comes back, I had some thinking to do. I needed some space from it, and I just needed to go. Other people, I need some definite space from this. This is definitely not what I thought it was going to be. Wrestling's not tiddlywinks. It's not jacks. It's not checkers. It's not a game that you can just play and put up on the shelf. It's not a game that you can just press pause or press the reset button on. You can press reset in your career if it needed repackaging or you need to do something better. The reason why guys leave and come back, like Austin Aries. Austin Aries probably should have never been put in the cruiserweight division to begin with. But that's not up to us. Then again, you know, when you say, you know why a guy left. You have all this build going on between him and Neville. That's not the reason. He'd probably pitch ideas and then probably pitch them right back out into the trash can. I don't want to say word to the wise, don't tell creative what to do in WWE because you're not a part of the staff. But you know, Austin Aries is and will always and still is a phenomenal competitor. It just boggles my mind how people could pass up a talent like his. Some saying that Dolph Ziggler is getting the shaft right now because he's going after the gimmick where he starts his trot. Look, some people are either way too polite and it plagues their career. You can either be polite in this business and make wavelengths and, you know, get yourself inducted into the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's such a bad thing, right? When guys want to leave, they want to leave. Okay, so lately, yeah, I'm going to cover some news about the current leaving of Neville. And also, I'm kind of wondering, you know, a little bit in shock, they granted Nia Jax some time to leave and clear her head, right, since she left the company. Not, you know, that's never been confirmed as of late. She was disappointed in the role that she has been given in WWE, which is basically be the bodyguard for certain women, but never really gained the WWE Women's Championship at all. Even when the WWE had opportunities to capitalize on that, that's not the reason. There's multitude of reasons why Nia Jax left the company. Again, Neville, we were discussing this yesterday, he had beaten everybody on the Cruiserweights, and here comes Enzo Amore, who has no experience whatsoever, facing off with guys that can, you know, basically take control and give that show some life, so... Like I said, things happen for a reason. Guys either leave, gals that, you know, they leave or they stay put. There is no definite, I'm going to stay in this business forever. Unless you're Ric Flair, who has more than 9 lives. I mean, he's outlasted a lot of people. Why did Ric Flair keep leaving and coming back? It's hard to explain to people who have never stepped foot in a ring and never really grasped what the concept of being a pro wrestler is. It's not just to entertain, but it's to have some sense of security and whether or not we as performers want to keep doing this the rest of our lives. I haven't been managing in quite some time. So what made me decide to leave? No, like I said, sometimes it's just you're forced to. That's for the better. I'm not depressed at all. I'm actually grateful that I left the company in which I left. So, my thing is this. In professional wrestling, you're always, always going to deal with people that love to, you know, assume why you left, why you stayed. That's always going to be the outside voice that is a wrestling fan. I'm one, so, I mean, I like to assume sometimes it's fun. But do I go, you know, I go to social media links and say this person left because I guarantee you one of the main thing that bothers me the most is when people assume this is why they left. You know, they had to left because they weren't getting paid. This is why CM Punk left. This is why I would love to sit down and interview each person. Why did you leave? What was the reasoning? I've become somewhat intuitive about listening to other people because the mistake a lot of fans and I make are jumping to conclusion. I'm not even asking the source. So, we're going to pause for station identification one last time, ladies and gentlemen. So, this this will give you a preview of what I'm about to talk about just for a brief 5 minutes. Then we're going to go straight into the discussion, okay? So enjoy this awesome, lovely theme. Hit my music. Hit the music, monkeys. Do it. Do it. Come on. Gentlemen, SmackDown Live never disappoints. Daniel Bryan open. Sami Zayn interrupts. Kevin Owens adds insult to injury. So you would think that would bruise the ego of Daniel Bryan, who has been also rumored to leave, which I'll touch on later. So, basically, Daniel Bryan found opponents for Sami Zayn and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, going to be Shinsuke Nakamura and Randy Orton. Sorry, I'm pausing and looking at these questions. Yeah, I agree. I completely Yeah, that's true. I do believe that SmackDown Live heard Jinder Mahal challenging Brock Lesnar. Okay, so I guess that we'll see it in Survivor Series, and this is why NXT War Games is tidbit better. What also happened on SmackDown Live? Oh yeah, it's a 6 women's tag team match featuring Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Naomi versus Natalya, Tamina, and Lana. Charlotte Flair defeated Lana with the figure eight, and Natalya tried to attack Charlotte afterwards with a steel chair, and she failed miserably. So I'm trying to find something. Okay. The match between the promo of the Bludgeoning Brothers, Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. I found that's very disturbing and also interesting. Was there really anything else on SmackDown Live that caught my attention? The tag team division is getting interesting. I wonder if the Usos are going to hold the tag team championships until Survivor Series. Who knows? We'll see. We will definitely see if that happens. Tamina is not too far out from being champion, but I don't think that the championship will look all much different if we're going to pass it, pass the legendary status going around Charlotte, Tamina, Natalya. I think Natty's earned it. She has to have to wait 7 years for a championship. So, yes, I believe she did earn it. I would say if we're going to talk about the title picture of Brock Lesnar and Jinder Mahal, yes, Jinder Mahal really doesn't stand a chance unless a certain someone interferes. I completely agree. No, I wouldn't say that, you know, that SmackDown was an uninteresting show. I mean, Bizarro was pretty funny. It's kind of a comic relief. Dolph Ziggler faced Bobby Roode, but Dolph Ziggler pulled the tights. It was kind of a pointless match. Main event was Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura. Match was close-knit up until the end when Sami Zayn capitalized off the low blow while Owens had the referee distracted. So, yep, I mean, that's exactly right. All right, folks, that concludes the SmackDown Live review. If you want to have more information about SmackDown Live, you can catch the full episodes on DailyMotion.com or Hulu. Subscribe, get a $9.99 per month, just like the WWE Network, but it's condensed. And you know, SmackDown is only 2 hours, so I have just only put in an hour and a half. Monday Night Raw is even more of a torture because it's 3 hours, but they condense it down into a grand total of an hour and a half, 2 hours. All right. So this section is called the advertisements. Really quickly, if you'd like to attend a wrestling school, you can do so by hopping on to monsterfactory.org and enrolling today, tonight, tomorrow, whenever you decide to enroll and make your dreams come true, being a wrestler, ring announcer, commentator, referee, manager, what have you. That being said, call Danny. I'm sure he'd love to hear your awesome, lovely voices and kill me later. Go visit monsterfactory.org. He may have some camps going on, so do not miss the opportunity to go to his camps if he does have one, a seminar. He's open and available. That is monsterfactory.org. Also, if you're going to school in Midwest, West Coast, East Coast, best school in the world, Monster Factory. Again, close second would be NWL's Training Performance Center in Kansas City. If you make those dreams come true, you can go to NWLFightLeague.com. By the way, speaking of shows, you can go to monsterfactory.org and get your tickets to the Monster Factory Fridays, where all the awesome shit goes down. So, anyhow, if you'd like to go to NWL's TBC show on Tuesday, you can do so. Do not hesitate, folks. It's not going to take very long while I turn my fan on. It is freaking flipping hot in here. Oh, yeah. If you have any questions, you can visit the TPC website, message them on Facebook. They will be sure to get back to you fairly soon. Okay. That concludes the advertisement. We're going to jump right in, folks, to continue this madness on a Wednesday night. Really? We're going to stare at me through the butt? That's really funny. Hit my music, dude.
The cost of something I would be. I know your anger, I know your dreams.
Okay, so what are the main reasons behind leaving any company whatsoever? And if so, why do so many people struggle with the "I'm going to leave, blah, 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 I'm going to leave," and they left, we left, I left, because it could be something petty, it could be, but is it really any of our business? Must we make it our business? Correct. There are certain people who believe that why a wrestler leaves, or female wrestler leaves, or a guy wrestler, is because, well, might have had too much bad juju in the locker room with other guys, or they left because they admitted their sexuality in the locker room, or some bullshit as to this is, they are going to retire him, and then, they didn't end up retiring, so they came back. So, again, reasons will vary as to why people leave. Why people come back, some of us say, "Hey, I got to be crazy for wanting to go through this hell. I wanted to wake up at 4 in the morning and do a 10-mile jog and lift weights so that I can look good in the ring again." Or, I came back because I wanted to prove something to the rest of the WWE universe, or I wanted to prove something that I could hang with this guy from Ring of Honor, Cheeseburger, or I wanted to prove I could hang with Delirious, man, because I really fucked up last time. I want to prove to him that I could work him in the ring better. I wanted to get him hurt this time. You hear stuff every time that makes it boggles your mind. Why does Mick Foley still do it? Why does Mickey James still want to do this? Because call her crazy, call her old, but here's the funny part. She can still hang with Alexa Bliss. Cody Rhodes, why did Cody Rhodes leave? You know, I like Stardust. Look at how happy he is compared to when he was with WWE, and he felt complacent. He just felt that certain things in WWE were not going as he wanted them to. So what did he do? He ended up going to probably the best place for him, Ring of Honor. The name Rhodes now has a lot of honor to it. Not just the fact that his brother is staying and doing some behind-the-scenes work with the women's division, but the fact that their name has not been forgotten. It's not a joke. Sometimes when a company gets a hold of somebody, they believe that they created them. They believe that the wrestler is now their property. Since they are, because the company, unless they, you got to own rights to everything. Make sure that you get merchandise checks and make sure that you do everything to a letter, and you'll do fine. Well, guys, look, DiBiase's not working anymore. I don't know. I haven't seen him pop up, Ted DiBiase Jr., that is. Again, speculation is a huge proponent in the wrestling fandom world. This guy did this. This guy did that. This is why I hate this Joe Schmo and Schmuck. And this is why I left. Okay, so we've covered that a million times over right now. Why people come back is even harder to say why people leave. Sami Callihan gets mentioned quite a bit on my show. Sami Callihan, when he was Solomon Crow in NXT, let's just not sugarcoat shit, he felt that he was cookie cutter. He even said so on a good friend of his, Colt Cabana's podcast. And that really, it didn't make sense for a guy of his caliber to be, you know, feeling the way that he felt. And when NXT was first conceived, it really wasn't all that successful. It was kind of like Superstars. And also Sunday Night Heat and Shotgun Saturday Night. It was kind of a meh kind of show. So when he said, I wish that I would have pulled the trigger. I wish, you know, obviously you have that mentality as a worker. I wish I could have done better. I wish I could have gone back in time and done better and been able to feel like I was myself. It's definitely difficult when you're not feeling the business anymore. It's basically destroying who you are, and you've lost your smile. Kind of has Shawn Michaels moment. But when you leave, it's pretty much the guarantee that there's going to be a time when you come back or want to come back. It's not a foregone conclusion. This, ladies and gentlemen, that feeling right there, when you are away from the business for so long and you want to get back into the suit or get back into the swing of things, it doesn't take long for people to say, well, why do you want to go back to that bullshit? It made you so unhappy. I will tell you from experience, wrestling is unlike any other drug you've ever experienced. And more or less, when you watch it, there's a difference. You feel like, man, I know this guy, he didn't sell really well in the corner. Man, I mean, he could so much better if he made an impact with his chops. So you become a critic when you're outside the ring, trust me, from experience. You become a critic, you become a bitch fest. Then nobody really wants to hear. Well, if you want to join, then why didn't you join? Why did you quit? So in other words, wrestling is a blessing and a curse for some. And then for other guys, I'll tell you the difference between a wrestler and a manager coming back, because you asked this question, and to your own discretion, enter at your own risk, is all I'm going to tell you, because here it is. When a wrestler comes back, they're more revered and they're more wanted. Unless you're a manager that pretty much everyone knows, you're not, unless your name is Jim Cornette, Kenny Bolin, Prince Nana, you really should consider either going to the announce table or, you know, just doing what I did, and that's find yourself on a podcast. Okay, so the burned out, you know what it feels like to be burned out? You go every day to a facility, you train, you go home, you rest, and then you go to a job if you're working the indies. Then you go home, you get up, don't complain, you go to the gym. Then on Saturday or Friday or Sunday, whenever it is, whenever the show ends up landing on which date, you got to drive to Timbuktu, or you got to drive to Sedalia or Eldon or Long Island, Queens, Brooklyn, wherever the show may be, where you can take a train. But you got to get there because you don't want to disappoint the promoter. And you say to yourself, all right, for guts and glory, I'm going to fucking kill it. I'm going to have a good time, and I'm going to be an awesome someone. you think positive, you're going to have positive results, right? Some of us in wrestling have experienced the heartache, if you will. And that's not all of us. And it sounds like a big sob fest, like, oh, woe was me. But in reality, you got to just make the most of what you have. So if you leave the company that you work for to transition into a family life, that's completely fine. But as I'm typing, ladies and gents, I have a few thoughts more so than normal whenever it comes to my departure. For one, if you keep dwelling on it, it'll just get worse. Two, you're looked at as a bitch if you bitch about something that's long overdue. Three, it's therapeutic to talk about it, but not to drive it into the fucking ground like a spike or a tent spike. So it's best to air it out to people who will actually fucking listen. So if you have someone that listens, that'll help you stick with it. And here's what I'm going to tell you. You're never gonna be satisfied with your career. You know why? If so much is so much as, you know, you keep bitching and you keep complaining, you're never going to move forward. So therefore, if you decide to leave because it wasn't succeeding and you didn't get the end result right away, you know, there's such a thing as figuring out how to be aggressive and not so passive aggressive about shit. For example, if you know that the promotion is in Indiana and you're too much of a lazy ass to get your ass out there via driving, so you don't like driving in a car, here's a thought: fly. And if you can't fly, bum a ride with somebody and offer to pay gas. I hate guys that leave the business because they had to lift a finger into helping or contributing to other people and not even thinking, well, you know, I could have, maybe I, if you leave the business, please be a legitimate reason. Don't leave just because, oh, I want to try Japan. Yes. All of us would love to go to Japan. And a good friend of ours at Wrestle Radio, Ronnie Nicole, can tell if you do something you gotta go full force. And she even said that they treat her and other American workers as if they were celebrities, as if they were top of the line. So what it comes down to is, when you leave a company, when a wrestler leaves a company, there's usually a reason. It's not because, OMG, I can't believe this, they left because of the money, or they left because they left because it just wasn't satisfactory, or they left because they wanted to make a new career. They wanted to reinvent themselves.
As I said, I don't speak for everyone, but it varies. So whenever you have the opportunity to sit down with one of them and ask the question that's always been plaguing you, like, oh, I've always been a big fan, but I wanted to ask you this question. Why did you leave the company that you work for? Why did you not want to work for New Breed anymore? Why don't you want to work for SICW? What's the deal? What's going on? Sometimes you'll get a direct answer as to why a guy left, and you better pray that, one, you don't get asked to leave, or two, just, you know, pray to God that they're not the type of wrestler that'll knock you over. Okay? Things happen for a reason. That reason is as follows. There is none. I left because fill in the blank. I came back because fill in the blank. Workers have that right, folks, and you all who believe that you know the business inside and out, I'm going to talk to you about that. All of us know what entertain us, okay? What you don't know is how it feels to be on the other side of the curtain rather than interviewing and getting autographs. You don't know what sacrifice all of us go through just so that we can entertain you guys for a brief 20 minutes or an hour or however long matches. Point is, leaving and coming back, the exit is a lot more hard. It's a lot harder for us than you think. I'm pretty sure Bobby Heenan, when he left WWE, it was pretty hard for him because he had established himself as a marquee announcer for WWE for such a long time. But he just wanted to be close to family. If you ever watch his bio on the network, which is $9.99 a month, folks, and $27.99 for a preloaded card. So be bold. If you leave, you know, come back when you're ready. Wrestling, that advice depends. Wait a minute, you're telling me to come back when I'm ready? Who the fuck are you? Come back when, you know, you're not tired or you're getting sick and tired of the shady deal going down every night. Some guys are gossips. Some guys are just, you know, people who shut up and don't say shit. And I'm not going to hate to say it. But actually, yeah, I don't hate to say anything because I'm very open and vocal, as you probably already noticed. So what's the deal with people leaving companies to wrestle for other companies? Is that your question? If they want to wrestle for a company that makes them either less money, but they get more value out of what they're doing for entertainment's sake, that's my answer. Because there's really no way to sugarcoat it, okay? If someone's out there making the best out of their situation, that's on you, the individual. Okay, a lot of you will form an opinion about, well, I liked him before TNA, or I liked him before I liked wrestling when I liked when this guy came back, I hated when he came back. It's turned into another, that's going to turn me into another discussion, how this generation or this side of wrestling fans do not comprehend how to challenge. They just try to, it's like you guys are constantly trying to get yourselves over. And really, I mean, the chance
they're fun, you know. I got like a few minutes left. I got a few minutes left. Okay, jeez. So, where does this leave us since it's really, really late at night? Whenever you enter the business, be cautious of those around you. It doesn't matter if it's a trustworthy company. Just make sure that it's right for you. If it's not, so be it. People who have been in this business for quite a long while, they can tell you from experience about how traveling on the road is. They toss you money beforehand, you keep that in your pocket. Make sure that you become the mafia when it comes to collecting gas money. Exactly. That's why I said that earlier. If you're willing to get into the business and enter yourself, you got to make sure that, number one, everybody's sane somewhat. Make sure that everyone is paying attention. When you exit the business in a peaceful way, don't be the jackass to ruin your own exit. Who am I referring to? The company that you literally hung the pressure on, and that was Hogan. So that's another example of someone who has decided to leave and come back several times. Well, folks, that concludes this edition of Off the Rails Uncensored. I will see you all next Wednesday when it is not so damn late at night. My apologies for being so late. I will air this episode so that you all can listen. Enjoy your day, night, whatever. Don't drink too much wine, beer. Well, it depends on how someone's so strong about beer. But anyways, enjoy the rest of your evening or morning. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Toodles, bitches.
The cost of something I would be.
Wait. I can't leave you this like this. I cannot leave like that. I was rambling on because I was laying down. When you leave, leave with a legacy. Leave also your imprints, whether you loved it or not. Also, when you come back, making a big, huge impact. Don't let people forget who you are, because in wrestling that tends to happen. There's only certain fans, the true fans, that remember exactly who they like to remember. So it's very difficult to come back, and fans will ask, who are you? Who are you? Being sarcastic assholes. Point is, when you leave, make a legacy, good or bad. Leave a legacy, good or bad. You come back, just freaking floor it, hit the gas, don't look back, be amazing. I think that's finally it. Now we can hit my music because I feel a lot better. Whew, a lot of rambling tonight. Yeah, no, I scare you. Just hit the music.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be. Like Mussolini.
dear. I'm the cult of personality, the cult of personality, the cult of personality.